Yeah, I can tell you it's all over here, and well, a pretty convincing victory in the end for Donegal, 5-18 to 17 points. A 16-point margin between the sides, and it was very much a walk in the park for Donegal, but it must carry a health warning. This was very much a dead rubber game. Remember, the two sides at the bottom of the division, 2B of the National Hurling League, and they are due to meet ahead of even today's game in the relegation playoff next weekend. Not sure of the venue. Possibly people talking about Newry or Armagh or somewhere like that, but certainly Donegal, both sides short quite a number of players as well, as both managers rested some of their top players. Donegal were without Stephen Gillespie, Porrick Doherty, and their team captain, Danny Cullen. Gavin Brown also was absent, of course, though he did come on at half-time, and the injured Declan Coulter was missing as well. And, Warwickshire, they have quite a few players absent from their side as well, up to five or six of their regulars, and they'll be a stronger when they meet next week. But Donegal played what they played in front of them, and they won it. They were 3-9 to 4 points up at halftime. Kevin Kiley, Paddy Hannigan, Kevin Kiley again scoring the goals, and Lee Henderson, Rona McDermott, Oisin Rooney chipping in with the points. Donegal really pulled away in the early period of the second half, with further goals there from Lee Henderson and from Rona McDermott. So they really pulled away in that early stages of the second half. And credit to Warwickshire, John Collins, their scorer in chief, scored 12 points for them here this afternoon. The wing back took most of their frees, and the full forward, Ian O'Dwyer, contributed 5 points. But really, it was all Donegal in the second half, and they eased off as Mickey McCann introduced a number of players into the team in the second half, with both Jimmy DeWard and with Ryan Helferty coming on and both scoring. So pretty convincing in the end, but bigger battle to test. But certainly Donegal have the psychological advantage of heading into that playoff, knowing that when they get everybody back, they'll be stronger as well. No doubt Warwickshire will be as well. But convincing in the end, and a number of good performances for Donegal. Jack O'Loughlin coming back to his own at wing back, with Kieran Matheson on the other wing. Peter McCarron was at centre half back, did quite well. Big Joe Boyle in the middle of the field. Oisin Rooney and Rona McDermott all contributed. Donegal in all had 9 scores on the day. So the final score here in O'Donnell Park, Donegal 5 goals and 18 points. Warwickshire 17 points.